from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up
on the Morning Shift.
Mic'd Up is brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Now, Allie, here's where this comes from. Last week, I told a story. Up in Sandy Springs, my wife and I went to Home Depot last week. It's a Home Depot next to a Costco. All right? Some lady went to Costco, but she parked in front of Home Depot. And when she unloaded her cart in front of Home Depot, she kind of pushed her cart towards Costco, but put it right between two handicapped spots and just kind of left it there. Well, my wife grabbed it. She walked up right in the lady's backup camera and said, "The cart goes over there," and points at the cart corral. Lady rolls the window down, gives my wife the middle finger. My wife gives it right back to her, and it was an event.
Your wife is a rock star.
She's kind of a beast, I'll be honest with you. Now, when I talked about this on the show, a lot of people called in, got on the X, and let us know that it's a big indicator of whether or not you're a good person, whether or not you push the cart back to the cart corral. It's a whole dynamic. Like, there's like graphs online that I didn't even realize were a thing. There's also a Twitter account that tracks people and videos them when they don't push their cart back.
You can get into big fights with that.
Big fights. So I'm not going to include that in today's top five signs that you might suck. And I'm not going to include putting your cart back. I also, I can't remember, Bo, what you said earlier, because you're like, make sure you include this. And I was like, I'm not going to do that. I'll let you talk about it.
Well, you know, I got a couple of things. But one of the ones is if you've met someone multiple times and you continue to introduce yourself like you're so much better. There's a person that used to play for the Falcons in the late 90s that is notorious for that. You know, he's got a lot of nicknames for himself, but you can probably figure it out. You know, there's another one that, you know, there are some people that you can tell when you're interacting with them that they're not listening to anything you say.
Yes.
But they're thinking.
I need you to stop. I need you to stop because I haven't gotten to my list yet. All right, I don't want you to step on my toes. Just wait.
Number five,
the one-uppers that always have a cooler story than yours. And I just want to make sure, Bo, that you weren't going there, because one of my least favorite things and a big sign that you might suck is when I'm telling you a story and you go, "Yeah, I've done that. I actually did that twice. And it's not quite as hard as you were making it out to be. And I actually did that twice, maybe even three times."
Well, there's different versions of this one, too. To your point, it's also, "Yeah, man, well, I went to this place, and they did that." And, I mean,
You went to Colorado? I went to the South Pole. No big deal.
I think the same breath is when someone's telling a story and it's not even necessarily one-upping, but you just start telling your story on top of them.
Yep.
And
yeah.
make you turn
piggybacking.
You turn their story into your moment.
No.
All
right, we got to roll.
Number four.
How about this one? And this is something I didn't realize probably to the last couple of years. Publicly complaining about your significant other at all times. Publicly complain. Man, you know what? That's awesome. Your wife's so cool. My wife, she stinks. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, she wants to do this all the time. I can't stand hanging out with her. It's brutal.
You got to respect the marriage. That's not cool at all.
I don't need you to talk about how bad your wife or your girlfriend sucks. I really don't. It makes you look even crappier. And I think we could all agree to that. We all love our spouses here, and it is what it is.
Yeah, I think when you're in a public setting, you build your spouse up. Mm-hmm. And then if you're in a private setting, you have something that irks you, that might be a one-off. You tell someone you trust, but no, you should always publicly build up your spouse.
Yeah. All right. We got to kind of speed through these. Let's move on, Dylan.
Number three.
This one happened to me when I was in jury duty, and it happened a couple of different times. And I thought maybe I'm the one that doesn't understand here. How about this one? Talking on speakerphone to somebody in a quiet room.
No.
Dear God, I have never wanted to punch somebody. Like, hey, man, what are you doing? And I'm just chilling at home. Oh, that's cool. And then they sit there. Yeah, I got to go to the grocery store later. I'm like, dude, stop.
It's the absolute worst. There should be ticketing for that.
Yeah, the citizenship revoked. Yes. You know what I mean? You got to move somewhere.
Remember when the Bluetooth earpieces came out?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, I walk in line one day in the food court when the food court was still a thing at the mall, and this guy's like, "So what are you doing?" And I go,
"You're like me? What?
I mean, man, I just came to get some stuff." I'm on the phone. I was like, "Oh my bad, Mr. Bluetooth."
We got to hurry up, Dylan. Hit it.
Number two,
how about this one? Happened to me with a guy doing this the other day, driving like you are in a Formula One race, driving like you're the main character. I had a guy go around me on the right, almost had to Vaseline his bumper to get over in front of me. It was such a tight squeeze, and then immediately got in the left-handed turn lane. I wanted to punch him in the face, drag him out of his car, do all the different things. Are you a road rager? I know Bo is.
No, I am not a road rager. I got in an accident with my sister when I was 15. I drive like a grandma, and I'm proud of it. Because,
yeah, same.
And I always cross my fingers that there is a police officer nearby when there is a road rager going on.
I said the same thing the other day to Bo.
Not a road rager.
No, you definitely a road rager. Definitely a road rager. Not a crazy driver. You're a road rager.
But
you hate
like,
the crazy drivers.
Well, yeah, like the guy that cut us off leaving Seckinger High School.
And what'd you say to that guy? You had choice words, so that makes you a road rager.
Yeah, then I text you choice words to him because he was in front of me.
All right, let's hit it, Dylan.
Number one.
And this one's pretty easy. Anytime you are rude to service workers, you just might suck as a person. It's the absolute least. I cannot stand it. And if I'm with people that are like this, I will refuse to go to dinner with them ever again.
It's terrible. Everybody should have to be a server for at least a month in their life to realize what a thankless job that is.
That's
and how terrible.
Worst.
You will be a better person when you come out the other side.
Absolute the worst. Bo, I know that you've been rude to a service worker or two in your life.
No, actually, I hate that. I was raised.
I'm just kidding. Don't call in.
No, I was raised not to do that. I also don't like people that want to show up late and make everything. I don't dislike them, but I have to change everything based on their preference. My buddy's gonna be like, "Are you talking about me?" No, I'm not, but you do that sometimes.
All right, the wake up call is coming up next. 404-726-0929. Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 910 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.